Good afternoon, Ben.
G'day, how you doing?
Yeah, really good. Thanks for joining us on 2SER today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
No worries. 25 years, bloody hell. That's a whole generation of time since you started. When you met Kwan on that bus back in 1993 and started to make music together, did you ever think you'd still be doing it after all this time?
Oh, not really. I mean, we originally started as a side project. We all had all these other bands, and I think maybe that's why it worked, because we didn't really take it too seriously and just had fun with it. And then I guess people thought it was funny, I guess. Something like that. Yeah.
Is that part of it, like having a bit of fun with it? Do you always feel like when you're making music, obviously you're doing it very seriously, you're making a good product, but do you have a bit of fun when you're creating?
Well, every time you have a different combination of people, you get kind of a different experience. And, you know, a lot of people have that friend that you hang out with and you kind of maybe a little juvenile together, or just kind of, I don't know. Yeah, I guess it's just the combination of people.
Is that
kind of made the original version what it was, I guess. Yeah. Sure.
And I guess over the years, you and Kwan have been inconsistent, as in you're both the core of Regurgitator.
Yeah.
And when you get together and you're making the next album, is it always just feel sort of comfortable, sort of slipping on an old glove, just getting back together again?
Yeah, I think we enjoy each other's company because we, I guess probably because we've had success with the project and do enjoy the experience that it brings. So, but it is kind of like a marriage, you know, when you or a family when you're been together that long, you know each other really, really intimately. And because we don't tour all the time, it's not too bad to do it, you know, a few times a year, and you catch up, and you got a lot of gratitude for the band because of that reason, I think. Yeah.
Who leaves the toilet seat up in the marriage?
Oh, what's that, sorry?
Who leaves the toilet seat up in the marriage?
We've all got our quirks, you know. Nobody's perfect.
I said, everyone's got a Regurgitator story, I feel like. You know, you talk to anyone who likes music and they're all like, oh, Regurgitator, I remember I saw them here, I saw them there with this band. And as there's been this great walk down memory lane on Facebook as we sort of relive old tours and video clips, how do you feel about all that old stuff? Do you ever go back and watch or listen to the old clips or the old live shows?
Yeah, I mean, we don't usually get nostalgic. I mean, I don't. I don't usually listen to old records because we're always thinking about the next one. But you know, I guess this year we have kind of looked a lot into the past and recalling what happened. And you go, oh wow, there was, you know, we did do quite a lot. It's kind of exhausting, I think, looking back on all those gigs and experiences. But it's also, you know, I mean, I think it's a nice feeling. You know, I feel like if I was to, I don't know, suddenly go tomorrow, it sounds very dramatic, but I would go, oh man, I had a really great time and a really great life with the band and a lot of great experiences and met some amazing people through the band that I never would have otherwise. So yeah, it's all been really positive, I think.
Oh yeah, and I think you spread that positivity around with your music and with your live shows. You know, whenever I've been seeing you live, which is many times, everyone's just happy. Everyone's up for it and excited, and you know, it's always such a really good vibe in the crowd of a Regurgitator concert.
Yeah, I think we try to do that. I think we kind of get a little bit hooked into that energy, and then a lot of the music we try and produce does. I think, you know, I mean, we do genre hop a lot and do a lot of different styles, but I mean, a prerequisite for a song, you know, does it have energy? You know, is it like, does it feel good?
Yeah.
In a kind of positive way or a groove way or whatever. I think it's, you know, a Regurgitator song really works if it does have that kind of level of energy to it, I think, yeah.
And I love the energy that you and Kwan bring is quite different. You bring more of a rocky sort of punky vibe to it, whereas Kwan maybe a bit more electronic-y or a bit more upbeat. Is that
hip-hop
a sort of
kind
a,
of thing?
Yeah, the hip-hop vibe. That sort of just works because of that amalgamation you've always had, I think.
Yeah. I mean, stylistically, I mean, it is kind of funny because we are very different, and but it does seem to work somehow. I don't know. Maybe because, we have this childish way of behaving with each other.
And it comes across on stage, that childish way that you sort of look at each other and grin and jump around with each other. It's always so joyous.
I mean, it's kind of funny, yeah, because we've been doing it so long. It is kind of like, it is kind of a bit of a joke. But, I mean, the band is kind of a bit of a joke. And I think people like it because it is a bit of a joke as well. You know, not like we're a comedy routine, but just, you know, I mean, we don't take ourselves seriously. We're not like Guns N' Roses or something, you know, we'll be, if we make a mistake, we'll have a laugh about it. And, you know, I mean, I guess we feel life too short to be serious. You know, we could definitely not be a, you know, heavy goth band or something like that. It wouldn't really work.
No, probably not. Probably not. I'd love that you're still excited to keep making new music as well. Head Rocks came out last year, another great album from you guys. Do you think the Gurge Train has still got some steam left in it? Are you confident that you're going to kick on for as many years as you can?
Yeah. I mean, we still really enjoy working with each other, and we kind of enjoy working in different mediums and formats, and, you know, with the kids album, or we do kind of like art projects, and you know, I think we're always feel challenged and feel interested working together. I think if we were just one kind of style, if we were a folk rock band, we probably would have broke up 15 years ago, I think. but because we do all sorts of different stuff, then it kind of keeps it interesting. Yeah,
definitely. Now, you've got a massive tour. You've just kicked off last weekend at Monash, and then you'd play Caloundra as well on Sunday. You're going all over the country, and I believe there's a lot of visual components to your show around this tour as well. Who have you teamed up for?
Oh, we teamed up with Ken Weston, who does like a lot of DJs and techno kind of rave stuff. He does all this really psychedelic kind of visual distortions, and he's really amazing. And then we've been planning this tour for about a year, so it's probably the most involved tour we've ever had, with the visuals and costuming and lighting and the songs, and trying to make a really interesting set that kind of, I guess highlights different parts of the 25 years.
Yeah.
So there's kind of all these different sets with different feels and lighting and visuals. And it's pretty interesting.
But
it's also a little bit stressful to start. But I think once we've started, by the time we get to Sydney and do Melbourne, I think it'll be fine.
I believe Spod's been doing some visuals as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's done some amazing things. Really hilarious videos. Yeah.
I
won't give it away too much. But
fair enough.
Really funny and kind of 90s kind of influenced. It's they're quite hilarious.
And, of course, in that wonderful 90s vibe, you're taking the Fauves around with you as well, a band
that,
you know, people remember of Dogs Are the Best People. Everyone's getting a three-piece together. You guys toured with the Fauves back in the day. I remember that. But what's it like getting back together with them and hitting the road again?
Yeah, it's quite a time trip, time travel kind of thing. It was really nice doing the shows with them on the weekend and hearing some of those songs again. It's kind of like nothing's changed. Music does have that kind of time travel element to it sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure it does. And you guys do take you back when you're in the audience watching, you know, just remembering the first time you heard that song live or heard on the radio.
Uh-huh.
You're also taking Shaun and Knife out with you as well, which is great.
Yeah, so lucky. We feel so lucky, you know, they were kind of our number one picks, and they both said yes, which kind of doesn't happen with us very often. But, I mean, having Shaun and Knife is really incredible. We're such big fans of that band and feel really lucky to have them on the tour. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. Like we said, you're touring all over the place, including Darwin this weekend, which is great.
That's right. We're going up north this weekend.
Cairns and Darwin.
Uh-huh.
Darwin, I think, is always starved with good live music, so it's great that you're heading up that way. You'll be hitting Sydney, the Metro, 8th of November and the 9th of November. Get in special for that. Just, you can get some double night tickets as well. You can go along to both. I reckon your hardcore fans will definitely do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're swapping songs out each night. So we have rotate songs that rotate because we've got so many songs. So, you know, the set list is pretty different, a little bit different each night, not completely. But, well, I mean, the Metro is such a great venue for us. I mean, that was probably the first big venue we played in Sydney. We played there so many times that every time we go there, it's just a bit like going to your grandma's house or something. It's kind of like, I know that picture on the wall has been there forever.
The Metro probably still has things from back in the day because it hasn't been refurbished for a while. So
no, I kind of like that, actually. It's really good. I like that about it.
Yeah, it is nice. And it's good
it's just like all the other neighbourhood around it is changing, but the building's staying the same. Yeah.
Well, it's true. It's a nice way of thinking about it. I've always thought maybe the toilets could do an upgrade, but no, let's keep them as is. I like it.
Just going to grandma's house.
Well, good luck on the tour. It's a huge one, and it's very exciting. You're getting out there and celebrating 25 years of Regurgitator. There's also a sort of a new best of a compilation, which is that coming out on vinyl? Is it going to be on a vinyl in the shows?
It is released on vinyl, that compilation.
Awesome. And there's some really great artwork on that too. It's called the Quarter Pounder Tour. I hope there's no sort of lawsuit coming from Macca's for that. But, you know.
Yeah. What was it? Burger King? Hungry Jack's? Whatever. I don't know. I don't eat burgers.
No, but you're just celebrating the quarter pounders anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully you don't go to court over it. That'd be bad.
I'm sure they will not. Good luck with it all. And we'll play a track from Head Rocks right now. This is Not Alone from Regurgitator. We've been speaking to Ben Eli. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.